This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country is riding on the reform express, with the government simplifying processes, improved ease of doing business and expanding technology-led governance. He emphasized that the focus must not be limited to policy intent only, but also on delivery excellence to maintain this momentum. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on technology, reforms and finance for Viksit Bharat through video conferencing today.
ये देश रिफॉर्म एक्सप्रेस पर सवार है. इस मोमेंटम को बनाए रखने के लिए हमें ना केवल पॉलिसी इंटेंट पर ध्यान देना है, बल्कि डिलीवरी एक्सीलेंस पर भी फोकस करना है. हमें एआई, ब्लॉकचेन और डेटा एनालिटिक्स का व्यापक उपयोग कर ट्रांसपेरेंसी, स्पीड और अकाउंटेबिलिटी बढ़ानी होगी.
The Prime Minister said the national budget should not be judged as a short-term financial document, but as a long-term policy roadmap. He emphasized that its effectiveness must be evaluated using solid and substantive parameters rather than short-term measures.
बजट का आकलन अलग-अलग पैरामीटर्स पर किया जाता है. कभी स्टॉक मार्केट की चाल पर बात होती है, कभी इनकम टैक्स प्रस्तावों पर चर्चा केंद्रित हो जाती है. सच्चाई ये है कि राष्ट्रीय बजट कोई शॉर्ट टर्म ट्रेडिंग डॉक्यूमेंट नहीं होता, वह एक पॉलिसी रोडमैप होता है. इसलिए बजट की प्रभावशीलता का आकलन भी ठोस पैरामीटर्स पर किया जाना चाहिए.
A Delhi court today discharged former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia in an excise policy-related corruption case. The court refused to take cognizance of the CBI charge sheet. Special Judge Jitendra Singh said the charge sheet had several lacunae not supported by evidence. The court also discharged 21 others in the matter. The CBI has been probing alleged corruption in the formulation and execution of the erstwhile AAP government's now-scrapped excise policy. President Draupadi Murmu today took a sortie in the indigenously developed light combat helicopter Prachand at the Jaisalmer Air Force Station in Rajasthan. The president was briefed by Indian Air Force officials about the helicopter's operational capabilities before the flight. The sortie was conducted by experienced Air Force pilots and showcased the advanced features, agility and combat readiness of the indigenous platform. The light combat helicopter Prachand is designed for high-altitude operations and has significantly enhanced the combat capabilities of the Indian Air Force. The President also interacted with senior Air Force officers and appreciated the efforts of scientists, engineers and personnel involved in strengthening India's indigenous defence manufacturing ecosystem. In the evening, the President will witness the Indian Air Force's exercise Vayu Shakti at the Pokhran Field Firing Range, where frontline fighter jets, transport aircraft and helicopters will demonstrate coordinated day-to-night combat operations. Secretary of Water Resources, River Development and Ganga Rejuvenation V.L. Kanta Rao led an Indian delegation to Bhutan to discuss matters related to cooperation on transboundary rivers and to review the ongoing activities of the Punatsangchu 1 hydroelectric project being implemented in Bhutan in partnership with the Government of India. The Ministry of Jal Shakti in a statement said during the secretary-level bilateral meeting, the two sides reviewed the existing mechanisms of bilateral cooperation between India and Bhutan in flood management and flood forecasting. Pakistan carried out airstrikes in Kabul and two other Afghan provinces early this morning, with Islamabad's defence minister declaring an open war against Afghanistan. Taliban spokesperson Zabiullah Mujahid said Pakistani forces carried out airstrikes in parts of Kabul, Kandahar and Paktia. Pakistan has claimed that at least 133 Afghan Taliban fighters were killed after the launch of its operation Ghazab-e-Haq against Afghanistan last night. On the other hand, the Taliban Defense Ministry said it captured 19 Pakistani military posts and two bases last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.